preventing wildfires, healing landscapes, and restoring ecosystems. By Russell Simmons. Introduction: Reconnecting with Earth's Rhythms. A planet out of balance. In every corner of the globe, the signs of imbalance are impossible to ignore. Towering plumes of wildfire smoke, parched riverbeds, collapsing ecosystems, and record-breaking temperatures paint a picture of a planet in distress. These crises are not isolated. They are interconnected symptoms of a deeper issue: humanity's disconnection from the natural rhythms of Earth. To understand and address this imbalance, we must shift our focus from conventional narratives to a profound yet often overlooked driver of climate instability: the intricate relationship between carbon dioxide, water vapor, and the planet's water cycle. The hidden culprit, water vapor. While CO2 often dominates the climate change conversation, its role as a greenhouse gas is only part of the story. As CO2 levels rise, they indirectly drive an increase in atmospheric water vapor, a potent yet underestimated greenhouse gas that intensifies global warming. Water vapor creates a feedback loop, amplifying the warming effects of CO2 and disrupting the delicate equilibrium of Earth's ecosystems. This chain reaction alters precipitation patterns, fuels prolonged droughts, and destabilizes the water cycle, conditions that set the stage for catastrophic wildfires and ecological collapse. Addressing climate change, therefore, demands more than just reducing carbon emissions. It requires a holistic approach that restores the water cycle and heals the landscapes we depend on. Reviving the lifeblood of the planet. Water is the lifeblood of Earth, coursing through its ecosystems and sustaining every living being. Yet, human activity has diverted rivers, drained wetlands, and cleared forests, severing the natural pathways of this vital resource. When waterways vanish, so do the rainforests, grasslands, and soils that anchor the water cycle. Rejuvenating these systems is not merely an environmental goal, it is an existential imperative. By restoring waterways and protecting natural reservoirs, we can breathe life back into the Earth's water cycle, tempering the extreme conditions that fuel wildfires and other disasters. Ecosystem restoration, a pathway to resilience. Nature's resilience lies in its capacity for renewal, but it requires our help to thrive once more. Restoring degraded ecosystems is one of the most effective strategies for combating climate change and mitigating wildfire risks. Healthy forests, grasslands, and wetlands absorb carbon, regulate water flows, and create natural firebreaks. They also provide habitats for biodiversity, strengthening the interconnected web of life that sustains the planet. Revitalizing these ecosystems is not only a scientific challenge, but a moral calling to repair the damage wrought by generations of unsustainable practices. The call for a new paradigm. This ebook is an invitation to rethink how we address climate change, wildfire prevention, and ecological restoration. It challenges the prevailing narratives that separate humanity from nature and instead embraces a vision of coexistence and stewardship. By integrating traditional ecological knowledge, cutting-edge science, and community-driven action, we can chart a course toward a balanced and harmonious relationship with the Earth. A journey toward hope and renewal. The challenges we face are daunting, but they are not insurmountable. History has shown that humanity is capable of remarkable feats when guided by purpose and unity. The solutions explored in this ebook are not abstract theories. They are practical, actionable steps that anyone can take to make a difference. Whether you are a policymaker, a scientist, a farmer, or a concerned citizen, your actions can contribute to healing the planet. Together, we can revive Earth's rhythms, restore its balance, and ensure a thriving future for all life. A shared responsibility, a shared future. Reconnecting with Earth's natural systems is not only about preventing wildfires or mitigating climate change. It is about recognizing our shared responsibility as stewards of this planet. The Earth's rhythms are not separate from us. They are a part of us. By embracing this truth, we can transform despair into hope and inaction into meaningful change. Let this journey begin with understanding, inspire action, and ultimately lead to a renewed sense of harmony with the natural world. 1. The science of wildfires. A rising inferno. Across the globe, wildfires are erupting with unprecedented frequency and intensity, leaving behind scars on landscapes and communities alike. From the charred forests of the Amazon to the ash-covered hills of California, these infernos are more than just natural phenomena. They are the manifestation of a changing planet and a stark warning of the dangers we face. Wildfires, once seasonal and manageable, have become year-round threats, fueled by a convergence of environmental, climatic, and human factors. To confront this challenge, we must first understand the intricate science behind these devastating events. Fueling the flames, human impact on natural systems. For millennia, fire has been a natural part of Earth's ecosystems, clearing out undergrowth and making way for renewal. Indigenous cultures often used controlled burns to maintain the health of the land. However, modern human activity has disrupted this delicate balance. Logging, urban development, and agriculture have fragmented forests and drained wetlands, creating vast landscapes of dry, combustible vegetation. As we encroach further into wildlands, we inadvertently set the stage for more frequent and destructive fires. What was once a natural cycle is now a crisis driven by our actions. The climate connection. At the heart of the wildfire epidemic lies the accelerating pace of climate change. Rising global temperatures have created the perfect conditions for fire. Warmer air holds more moisture, which intensifies droughts and dries out vegetation, transforming forests into tinderboxes waiting for a spark. Prolonged heat waves weaken plant defenses and reduce soil moisture, further stressing ecosystems. In some regions, seasonal rains are becoming less reliable, disrupting the natural rhythms that once kept fires in check. These climatic shifts are not random. They are the direct consequence of greenhouse gas emissions that trap heat in the atmosphere and destabilize Earth's systems. The water cycle in crisis. Water is life, yet its availability and movement are increasingly out of sync with the planet's needs. The water cycle, a cornerstone of Earth's ecological balance, is being altered by human actions. Deforestation, urban sprawl, and intensive agriculture have reduced the ability of landscapes to retain water. Without healthy forests and wetlands to capture and store rainfall, water is lost through runoff and evaporation. This depletion exacerbates drought conditions, leaving regions vulnerable to fire. Moreover, as CO2 levels rise, they amplify the greenhouse effect, increasing water vapor in the atmosphere, a feedback loop that intensifies warming and further disrupts the cycle. The role of ignition sources. While climatic and environmental factors create the conditions for wildfires, ignition sources provide the spark. Human activity is the leading cause of wildfire ignitions, whether through negligence, accidents, or intentional arson. Campfires left unattended, power lines sparking in high winds, and improperly discarded cigarettes are all common culprits. Lightning strikes, a natural ignition source, are also becoming more frequent in some regions due to rising temperatures and increased atmospheric instability. These sparks ignite landscapes already primed for fire, often leading to catastrophic consequences. The domino effect of ecosystem degradation. Wildfires do not occur in isolation. They are part of a broader cycle of ecosystem degradation. When a fire sweeps through a forest, it leaves the soil exposed and vulnerable to erosion. Without tree roots to anchor the ground, rainfall washes away nutrient-rich topsoil, making it harder for vegetation to recover. The loss of plant life reduces the land's ability to sequester carbon, further contributing to climate change. Wildlife habitats are destroyed, forcing animals to migrate or perish. This domino effect weakens ecosystems, making them more susceptible to future fires and less resilient to environmental stresses. A call for holistic understanding. The science of wildfires reveals a complex interplay of factors, from global climate patterns to local land management practices. Addressing this crisis requires a holistic understanding that bridges disciplines and perspectives. It is not enough to focus solely on firefighting. We must also invest in prevention, restoration, and climate mitigation. By studying the science of wildfires, we gain the knowledge needed to break the cycle of destruction and build a future where both people and nature can thrive. Facing the flames together. Wildfires are not just a scientific challenge, they are a societal one. They test our resilience, demand our ingenuity, and call us to act with urgency and compassion. Understanding the forces behind wildfires empowers us to take meaningful action, from reducing emissions to restoring ecosystems and implementing sustainable land management practices. As we delve deeper into this ebook, let us carry forward the insights from this chapter and commit to becoming stewards of the earth. Together, we can confront the flames, heal the land, and restore balance to a world in crisis.